The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Kroah Show.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. And as well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all of which are ready right now to serve your automotive needs. So if you're considering purchase of a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. And you can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hey, happy Friday to you folks. Hello there and welcome to this hour of the Don Kroah Show. As Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get together, talk about stuff that matters and sometimes stuff that, well, I guess it matters to the folks out in Oregon. And it would matter to you as well if you were driving along that Oregon highway when a man threw $200,000 out the window to bless others, says the headline. It's a UPI story. Vehicle stopped on a busy Oregon highway so their drivers could get out and collect an estimated $200,000 thrown out of another driver's window. The Oregon State Police said Colin Davis McCarthy, age 38, threw the cash out of his window on Interstate 5 up near Eugene, Oregon. He was not charged with any crime, told officers he was, quote, doing well and wanted to bless others with gifts of money. Well, we won't ask what he did. We'll take his word for it, right? The money is believed, however, to have come from McCarthy's family, the McCarthy family shared bank account. Police warned McCarthy he could be cited for littering or creating a high hazard on the highway, so he agreed he wouldn't do it anymore. One of the police officers said drivers stopped on the highway, quickly collected the $100 bills, and, of course, the Oregon State Police is urging the public not to go searching for money on the highway. It's very dangerous and contributes to a hazardous condition. But of course, well, the officers were doing their job. They went and checked anyway. And they didn't find any leftover cash. They didn't find any. Boy, that would make somebody's weekend, I guess, huh? Anyway, folks, speaking of the weekend and heading into it, we still have some things to share this hour with you. Coming up, according to published reports, the House Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government has revealed a new document that the FBI has engaged in using one undercover agent to obtain information about traditionalist Catholics. We talked about this in an earlier hour with our good friend Father Frank Pavone. We want to reshare that conversation in this hour with you. Also, later in the hour, we talked with Brad Bright. Brad is the son of the late Bill and Vonette Bright, of course, and you know their names very well, founders of the great Campus Crusade Ministry. And he has a column out called Faith Fatalism, and America's Future. And it's a great column. It's not a long one, but it's really worth attention. Because I think a lot of believers, people of faith, though they want to react to all the disturbance and all the disruption and all the dislocation and all the craziness that is turning our country and even the world upside down, quite literally, spiritually, economically, morally, in every way. It seems there's no area of life that's not touched in some ways by new ideas and new radical lifestyles and all the rest of it. And so the danger is to either kind of become fatalistic and say, well, what can we do about that? I don't agree with it. Neither does Brad. But it is a call, I believe, to faith as never before. And it's a call for the church to be the church as never before. I've said it often through the years from this microphone, and I've long believed it. If this is the church, if this is the church's final hour, in other words, if the Lord is going to return very soon, which many of us believe he is going to do, that's going to happen perhaps sooner than any of us can imagine. In any event, if it's going to be our final hour, it needs to be our finest hour. And, you know, the Bible seems to indicate quite clearly that Christ is coming for a church that is ready to meet him and actively engaged in the spiritual warfare and conflict that, for such a time as this that we've been called to. So anyway, we'll be sharing that conversation later on this hour as well. It's well worth revisiting. Also want to give you an update on our campaign with the Cross, but let me first remind you, I've been telling you a great, great, great way to get your home sold and get it sold fast. Yes, even in this market, you need to team up with the premier real estate company in this area, family-owned, operating on some very important core values, and of course, I'm talking about Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of Reynolds and Power Home Team. Now, they live these values out. They're not just slogans, if you will. Always be honest and have integrity in your dealings. Give the clients more than they expect. Remember, the client always comes first. Keep the communication channels open and clear. Be proactive when problems come up. Proactively solve them and give service back to the community. That pretty much describes, along with a lot more, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds and their team. Right now, they have buyers ready to consider your home, over 680 buyers in waiting, when you pick that phone up and call 844-881-SOLD and say, hey, Debbie, Sarah, we need to talk. We have a house that we need to sell, and we need to do it quick. They'll get you the most money, and they'll put buyers in front of your home or your home in front of buyers immediately. 844-881-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com on the web. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we are 259 children provided for already in our campaign of at least 420 children to receive food and water, spiritual training and Christian training and a Bible and much more for an entire year. We still have 160 children who need that help, and I'm hoping, as you heard us talk about it briefly last hour, you've already done something by going to the phone and calling 866-222-9566. It's never too late to do it. And you can do it right now, even as we go to this break, and also give online at WAVA.com. Thank you for those who have done something already.
It's spring, and you're probably thinking to yourself, I need to lose weight. The reality is life is very hard now, and many of us are gaining some unwanted pounds. Hi, I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church, and I can help you lose weight. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live Weight Loss Competition. I've lost over 100 pounds, and now I want to help you be a big loser through our Losing to Live Weight Loss Competition. Why should you participate? Because it works. Our previous competitions have resulted in literally tons of weight loss. No wonder Fox News labeled me the anti-fat pastor. Don't try to lose weight alone. Join a team of losers. The next Lose and Live Weight Loss Competition begins soon, and we're offering this program both on-site and online. Quit procrastinating. Sign up today by calling 703-560-8677. That's 703-560-8677 or online at capitalbaptist.org. That's capitalbaptist.org.
When buying and selling real estate, would you prefer personal service or a large company with an assembly line process where one hand doesn't know what the left hand has done? Then you want the boutique real estate services of Chuck and Olga. They have over 40 years of combined experience helping buyers and sellers in the DMV. For advice on anything real estate, including who are the best lenders, Chuck and Olga with Pearson Smith Realty. Call Chuck today, 703-898-8930, 703-898-8930.
Hi friends, Tom Lewis with Cross International. You know, over the next several days, we're going to ask you to join us in rescuing children in the nations of Malawi, Zambia, and Uganda. These African nations have been suffering from the worst drought in their history. Even when they were expecting rain and were prepared for it, the rain never came. They need our help. They need our help with food, with clean water, the children, of course, Christian education and Bibles. We're going to ask you to join us with your very best one-time gift that provides all of those life-saving resources for a full year. Cross International providing food, clean water, education, Bibles, all with your beautiful one-time gift of $62 for each child. The number to call, 866-222-9566, asking you to help us rescue as many as 500 children, 866-222-9566, or the Cross International banner at WAVA.com.
WAVA now has a limited supply of half-price Christian school tuitions in the DMV area. Go to WAVA.com to purchase a half-price tuition for this fall before they're gone. Go to WAVA.com and click on the school bus. Half-price Christian school tuitions now at WAVA.com. Available for new students only while supplies last. That's WAVA.com. WAVA.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Portions of this edition of The Don Crow Show have been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. By now, I assume that many of you who are tracking at all closely the seriously disturbing changes in our culture, I mean from the highest levels of government and corporate America down to even local school boards and more, you're increasingly aware of the still unfolding story of the weaponization of government agencies such as the FBI against not only individual citizens, but now against the faith community itself. And I'm referring specifically to the case in which, according to Congressman Jim Jordan, an undercover agent with the FBI was used to target the clergy and leadership of the Catholic Church, leading Jordan, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, or I should say the House Investigating Committee on this, to send a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray, alerting Wray that he was being subpoenaed for an investigation as to what's behind all of this. Well, join us to talk more about it, Father Frank Pavone. As you know, he has many many hats that he wears. He's the National Director of Priests for Life, President of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, Pastoral Director of Rachel's Vineyard, also the Silent No More Awareness Campaign. And Father Frank, as always, it's a distinct honor to welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Don. Great to be with you again. Thanks for having me on.
Well, these are frightening times in so many ways, and when you learn that a faith community, a respected and legitimate faith community, is being surreptitiously investigated and infiltrated, that becomes frightening. What can you tell us more about this?
Yes. Well, first of all, yeah, it's disturbing, but it's not surprising. Now, I've seen what's going on here from the inside of the workings of the church. As you know, I worked at the Vatican for a while, and I've had many, many, many dealings with the hierarchy over the 30 years that I've been leading this Priest for Life ministry, 34 years as a priest. And what I can say is this: the church is very divided along political lines right now. I think it's as bad as it's ever been. Of course, we see the division in our country. But this story is a little bit more complicated even than the FBI targeting religious groups, because we know that that has happened. In this memo, you know, we see things about, oh, adherence to the Latin Mass and some of these religious groups that really don't like what the Second Vatican Council brought about. But here's what we have to understand. The FBI doesn't care about theology. They don't care about if the Mass is in Latin or English. Here's the dividing line: that Catholics who are regarded as more orthodox and traditional, they take, much like in the civic arena, you've got people who say, hey, listen, the Constitution means what it says. It says what it means. You just read the plain text. Well, there's that same kind of phenomenon in religion. Hey, listen, the Bible says this, here's what it means. The Catechism says this, here's what it means. So the Catholics who take their faith at face value and then apply it to politics and elections and pro-America movements are going to be the ones who are feared by the deep state. Because if you take what the church teaches and you actually apply it to politics and elections, the Democrat agenda is over. It completely blows up the pro-abortion agenda, the LGBTQ transgender stuff. It blows it up, the redefinition of the family, because, you know, Scripture and the Catechism are clear. God made them male and female, and on you can go. So what the FBI is concerned about is where these Catholics, you know, it's not about praying in Latin. It's hey, do they actually vote their values? I mean, do they take this stuff seriously and vote their values? And that's where we have to understand there's a deep church as well as a deep state. Now, if you look at that memo closely that was leaked, here's the most disturbing thing. It's not that they're targeting the churches. It's that they're getting the cooperation. In other words, there are leaders, there are bishops, there are diocesan officials, the memo mentions diocesan officials, who are more Democrat than they are Catholic. And they are more than willing to punish people within their ranks for their pro-America, pro-conservative, pro-Trump ideology. Look what they did to me. They kicked me out of the priesthood. And it was over this political stuff. It was over all of this. And that's why I'm speaking out about this more strongly than ever, because folks have to wake up to what's going on.
Well said, and that's exactly what I wanted to ask you, how it could be that they could find folks complicit within the church. But, of course, we know that's
right.
Happening also in the evangelical or in the Protestant world as well. There are those who are co-opted by a social gospel and a non-biblical approach to some of these issues, such as life and so forth. And they, too, are being compromised, or at least the efforts there. What recourse will the Catholic Church seek in this regard, if any, or is it going to be up to somebody like Jim Jordan and his committee to find out really how deep this goes and how it can be stopped?
Well, what we've found over these 30 years I've been leading Priests for Life is that one of the only things that moves some of these religious leaders to step up to the plate and do the right thing is threat of legal action. And I think we've got to really hammer home that, hey, listen, this investigation is going on. You know, I think some bishops should be subpoenaed and come into Congress and testify. And even short of being subpoenaed, let's just all challenge very respectfully. And listen, none of this, Don, is, I know you know this about me, none of this means, you know, we hate the church or we're rebelling against the church. I'm a lifelong faithful Catholic. I'm going to continue to be. It's our love for the church that allows us to speak honestly about these things and to call for reform. So let none of our listeners misunderstand. This is not any kind of rebellion or hatred against the church. But here's what I would say, that we need to challenge our pastors and our bishops. And with four simple words, you know, now we've seen this FBI memo saying that they are collaborating with certain diocesan officials and clergy. So I think we need to turn to those diocesan officials and bishops and say, say it isn't so. Tell us honestly, is this or is this not happening? And if they can't, Don, if they can't stand up today and say to us, no, it is not happening, if they can't say that, then we've got to be even more concerned than before. And maybe the only way some of them are going to say it is if they are subpoenaed into Congress and put under oath, because then we've got to get to the bottom of this, because this is about saving America. And ultimately, if we undo the Democrat agenda and get somebody back in there like President Trump, who knows how to defend religious freedom, ultimately, this is the best thing for the church, too.
Now, do you think this was more of a local thing? I think this came out of the Richmond FBI office. However, the FBI director, Ray, back in March, said that told the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence that the leaked memo from the Bureau's Richmond division did not reflect the FBI's exacting standards, and that he was aghast when he learned about it. I have a hard time imagining that. But then also, while I'm at it, you have two of the top leaders in the United States government, Joe Biden, who claims to be a faithful Catholic, and, of course, the now out-of-office Nancy Pelosi, who headed up the speakership for many, many years. And yet these people certainly have not evidenced loyalty to the cardinal doctrines of the Catholic Church in a lot of these areas in their own lives,
right?
Have they?
That's because, again, there's collusion within the church. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi don't stand up there and pretend to be so confident theologically about their embrace of abortion and, oh, yes, I'm still a faithful Catholic. They don't do that on their own. They're doing that because they've got priests that they go to, and these priests are just as guilty as they are of misrepresenting the Catholic faith. You can be sure. I mean, they are consulting with priests who are simply telling them, it's okay. And they'll give them all sorts of theological excuses that are nothing more than rationalizations for baby killing. And that's why they feel so confident in standing up there, even in contradicting the bishops. They'll stand up there and say, look at how Pelosi responded to her own archbishop, who's a friend of mine there, Archbishop Cordiglione. And she said, this is not my problem. This is his problem. But where do you come off saying something like that and claiming to be a faithful Catholic? So they're getting coached by clergy. There are wayward clergy. There are wayward bishops, and it's always been this way. But now we're seeing, because God bless Jim Jordan and the Republicans in the House. They're shining a bright light, and of course, inspired by President Trump's determination to demolish the deep state. There's a deep state. There's a deep church. And what we're seeing now is there's a collusion between the two.
And the frightening thing is that this has all been happening under the radar for so long that even now we don't realize how deep its tentacles have gone in both directions, the church, as you say, and the government. What are your aspirations that will get some truth out of this? Because to date, in fact, back in February, Virginia Governor Youngkin demanded full transparency on this memo. I don't know what his office has gotten as a response yet, but we can only hope that Jim Jordan and company will be able to really ferret this out. And because the assault on one man's freedom becomes the assault on all of our freedoms. Would you agree?
Well, that's right. And, throughout history, there have been times, there was a time in the early church history that most of the bishops denied the divinity of Christ. So sometimes it's the laity who carry forward the faith. What we've got to always focus on is what has the church always taught, not what is the bishop today saying. The bishop is just as responsible as we are to the teaching that has been handed down. So I think it's a twofold response, and where I have my hope and optimism is, number one, the people of God. They know what's going on. They see what's going on. They're faithful to the teachings. They've got to be vocal. They've got to be faithful. They've got to be confident. They've got to teach their neighbors and teach their children. And then, of course, the second part is we've got to get more America first Republicans elected to every level of office. I mean, it's sad to say, but nowadays we need to say the Democrat Party, and this is no reflection on our good friends across the nation by the tens of millions who identify as Democrats and are very, very faithful, just like we are, very pro-life, just like we are. There's tens of millions of them. We're not saying anything about them. The Democrat Party leadership, however, has caused that party to become Marxist. And I think we have to say it clearly, we have to think it clearly, and we got to vote them out of office. I mean, that's the only hope, the only way around this is in this upcoming election. We have got to vote these people out, and put in America First candidates who are going to have the courage to eradicate the deep state. And that's doable. That's doable with a few changes in the law. We're talking about legal, peaceful, constitutional means of reforming the country. For example, don't let these federal bureaucrats who are in these agencies, spanning multiple presidential administrations, and they don't care what the people's voice said in the election. They don't care about the policies that the president wants. They're doing their own thing. And those people shouldn't be able to stay in there for decade after decade. That's one of the reforms that President Trump wants to make and that needs to be made very, very soon.
Good counsel, my friend. We'll talk again about it. Thank you so much.
All right, Don. Thank you. God bless.
Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life, several other leadership posts as well that he holds. And you can check his work out at endabortion.us. That's his website for now, endabortion.us.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Execution's 11 p.m., but he's trying to convince us he's gone insane.
Therefore, incapable of being executed.
On April 14th.
Edward?
I'm not Edward. I'm a demon.
In the vein of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
I think it's time we tell you what it is that we'd like you to do.
Comes Nefarious. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters April 14th.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Did you know that there's one place you can go to hear God's words of hope spoken into your life anytime, anywhere? OnePlace.com. Listen to your favorite Christian programs, read daily devotionals, and get answers to your tough questions, all at OnePlace.com or on the OnePlace app in the Apple and Android app stores. Visit OnePlace.com today.
Making Money Sense with Larry Rosenthal is heard Saturday mornings at 9 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
If you are in need of health care and lack insurance, Virginia's free and charitable clinics are here for you. Clinics provide high-quality care to Virginians regardless of their ability to pay. They put patients at the forefront of care, taking the time necessary to build relationships between their patients and the care team, which leads to improved health. To find a clinic near you, go to freeclinicscare.org. Brought to you by the Virginia Association of Free and Charitable Clinics.
OnePlace.com. Full-length Christian teaching broadcasts, newsletters, free downloads, and more, all online, all free from your favorite ministries. It's the all-new OnePlace.com.
Cloudy and mild for tonight. You'll see a shower late, low 63. A shower to start Saturday, otherwise cloudy with a thunderstorm in the afternoon, turning more humid with a high 77. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a low 60. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, very warm with a high 82. And on Monday, sun and clouds with a high 71. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Andy Robb.
Don Kroah Show on WAVA. In a recent column and also a podcast titled Faith, Fatalism, and America's Future, my guest this hour zeroed in on a question that I think many people of faith have been asking themselves and each other lately. If God is really sovereign, if he really is ultimately in control of all things happening among men and nations, then why are things in such a mess? Why are things in such a terrible state of disastrous decline? I mean, morally, spiritually, socially, economically, everywhere you look. Every other aspect of life these days seems to be falling apart. And further, if he doesn't seem to be doing anything about it, what in the world can one person do? Well, Brad Bright is author, speaker, president of, and CEO of Bright Media Foundation. He is, of course, you recognize that name, the youngest son of Bill and Vonette Bright, founders of Campus Crusade for Christ. And by the way, I think the last time we talked, he had recently re-edited his father's classic, God, Discover His Character, under the new title, God, Who Are You Anyway? We did talk about it, and I want to remind you of it. It's still available. His website is his name, bradbright.org. You can also find his podcast on YouTube channel. Brad, an honor to have you back on the show. Welcome.
Don, it's great to be back on with you. Thank you.
I think you've touched on such an important topic in terms of the faith community itself, in terms of those of us who are called by God to be optimistic and full of faith in some of the darkest days of history. In fact, God's people have always been facing that challenge. And yet you say this is not something new. You even reference some legendary people out of the past 20 years. You worked with the senator from Colorado, Mr. Armstrong, and also our dear friend Chuck Colson, both of whom had their own thoughts as to whether things were even then beyond remedy. So talk about us from that point, that this is not a new apprehension that Christians and other people of faith may have.
No, there's nothing new about this. When I worked for Senator Armstrong in the 80s, in private, he said, you know, as a United States senator, I can't turn things around. I can't even stop what's going on. The best I can hope to do is slow it down. And this is from a man who is extremely intelligent. We used to joke around the office. The only reason he had a staff is so he wouldn't make the other senators feel bad, because, I mean, the guy was a brilliant guy. And yet here he's saying, the best I can do is slow it down. And that was in the 80s. Then it was late 90s or near 2000. I remember Chuck Colson was speaking one day, and my wife and I were there listening to him. And by the end of it, my wife goes, well, this is depressing. He thinks there's no hope. He just speaks of the doom and gloom in America. He says we're beyond the point of no return. What am I supposed to do with that? Does he really think there's no hope? And that was 20 years ago. And now we're here today, and it's even worse. So it's kind of like it's continuing to get worse. But in each generation, of course, people have said there's no hope. But they've said there's no hope unless.
Well,
unless there's revival. Both Chuck Colson and Bill Armstrong firmly believed in the sovereignty of God, and that the sovereignty of God, he could send revival if and when he chose.
And
apart from that, there was no hope.
You're right. That's how they lived their lives. Certainly, they both left legacies that testify to the fact that they were not fatalists, but on the other hand, they were realists. And that's the balance, isn't it, for a lot of us who do walk by faith or seek to, and realize God never gives up on mankind, but there do come those points of no return in nations and cities even. But I've even recently shared with our own congregation, you know, as hopeless as it was even for the ancient city of Nineveh, God had sent a doom message with the prophet Jonah that from which there didn't seem to be any option other than 40 days and you're done. And yet God stepped in, right?
He did. It shows God's chastisement is designed to bring us to repentance. And if we will repent, he removes the chastisement. Not that there aren't hard things that you have to go through. There's a difference there. We all have to go through hard things, and nations have to go through hard things. And that's part of the process of living in a fallen world. But that's different than God's chastisement being upon you. And his chastisement, or punishment, if you want to call it that, especially with believers, it is not to judge us so much as it is to get us to repent and turn around. And so I think we see some of that going on in America today, just as in Nineveh, God's punishment was getting ready to fall on Nineveh unless there was true repentance and revival.
And
in that case,
go ahead.
God relented. And I was going to say, in that case, God relented, because there was.
Yeah. Well, before we take this first break of our visit, address more than what we are seeing, and of course it is not getting, as we say, the mainstream coverage one would not expect it to, but there are evidences of God working among young people, evidences of God working among churches and individual groups, and in other words, not everything is negative that's been happening spiritually in the wake of all of this trouble.
We don't know whether it will ever reach critical mass of a full turning back to God. But are you encouraged by some of what you are seeing in this regard? Of course, the Jesus Revolution film and all of that.
Now, Jesus Revolution film was phenomenal. And I was around in those days, and my brother was in Greg Laurie's first Bible study when Greg had the long hair and kind of looked like Jesus back in those early days because we grew up in Southern California.
Yep.
So that really gives me hope for today, frankly, because it was bad then, it's bad now, that we think it's going to be. I see it's trying to give me hope, but I don't see us really doing any better by any.
We're going to have to take a break there. I'm very sorry. We've got some real technical interference there, Brad, but we're going to come back, take the break, and come back. I'll ask you to pick up on that point.
Pastor R. Kevin Matthews and the Shepherd's House International Christian Church present the Shepherd's House International Bible Institute, where you're guaranteed to increase your biblical knowledge and techniques.
The Bible Institute classes and teachers have been such a blessing to me, being new in my walk with God.
These free 7-week courses include how to study the Bible for yourself, Old Testament Survey, Fivefold Ministry, God's Plan for Your Life, Blood Covenant, the Book of Ephesians, and more.
The Bible Institute classes are helping me to deepen my understanding of the Word and my relationship with God.
Classes start Monday, April 26th. Register today at theshepherdshouseinternational.org. It's the Shepherd's House International Bible Institute. Free 7-week courses from Pastor R. Kevin Matthews and the Shepherd's House International Christian Church. For more information, call 301-599-0555. That's 301-599-0555. Or visit shepherdshouseinternational.org. Classes start Monday, April 26th.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Don Crow here for Window Nation. Everyone loves a smart investment, and there's no better place to put your money right now than in your home. Window Nation has the perfect offer for anyone with a home at least 20 years old. Protect and increase the value of your home and energy efficiency by installing new windows from Window Nation. Window Nation is making it insanely easy to do so with 0% interest for 5 years. None? This is unheard of. Plus, Window Nation will give you 2 windows free with every 2 you purchase. Go with the window company that has installed nearly 2 million windows by installers with over a decade of experience only using the top-of-the-line installation materials, which is why 96% of installs require no follow-up service. Call today and lock in these limited-time savings when you need them the most. 866-90-NATION and pay absolutely zero interest for 5 years, the life of your loan, and get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. Tell them Don Crow sent you.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. The Securities and Exchange Commission recently sent a letter to Chevron denying the company's request to exclude a request from a shareholder for a vote from other shareholders which asked the company to study the risks of giving up the production of fossil fuels. Green activists routinely try to cajole oil companies into trying to guess the effects of fossil fuel usage on the weather decades into the future. But one shareholder, the financial advisor David Bahnsen, is asking the more relevant question. What would happen to our investment value if Chevron got out of the oil business? It's high time that people who are actually investing their own money get into the game, which up until now has been dominated by activists. Exxon also will have a similar proposal on the ballot. It's their chance to speak up and defend what they do every day. Power the world. I'm Jerry Boyer.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, for those considering careers in politics and policy.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill, wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal move-you-forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where
Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround DC right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround DC today.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, continuing conversation with Brad Bright. He's written a column that I was interested in, thought you would be as well, Faith, Fatalism, and America's Future. And Brad, in regard to those words, faith, fatalism, and America's future, you do point out that the temptation and danger is for Christians to say, well, if God's a sovereign God, it's all up to him, and really there's nothing I can do about it.
To say if God's in control, there's nothing I can do, but that's fatalism. Yeah. That's fatalism. Faith says if God is in control, there's nothing I can't do, empowered by God's Spirit. And too many times we fall into fatalism rather than faith, and it's important to understand you can respond either way to God's sovereignty. Yeah.
What do you say to people who really do bring their anxieties to this situation, saying, look, in our lifetimes, we've never seen so many negative things happening in our culture, to our kids, our college campuses, our government, on and on it goes. How do you address that or suggest that we as Christians address that? Because certainly if you look at the New Testament, those were not easy times to serve Christ either.
No, they weren't. Here's the bottom line. We either have faith or we're fatalists. That's it. But what gives me hope is before my dad even passed away, this is 20 years ago now, he said, I believe there's another revival coming to America, and it'll be characterized by love. And our only hope, Don, is that revival does come. If it doesn't come, we are toast. The Bill Armstrong and Chuck Colson were right. We're toast. But if revival does come, and that can come very quickly, and that's what gives me hope, because Dad believed that was coming, and frankly, I believe it's coming too. I think today we have incredible opportunity because of all the anxiety and the angst. But we kind of have to recognize what God's role is and what our role is. Our role is not to bring revival. Only God can bring revival. Our role is to pray daily that God will bring revival. That is our role. That is our primary job, is to pray that God will bring revival. And our secondary job is to recognize that the real problem is not that there's too much darkness. The real problem is there's not enough light. And if there's not enough light, that's the problem. Then there's something we could do about that, isn't there? Because Jesus said we're to be salt and light. Jesus was calling us to spread his light. It's not my pastor's responsibility to bring my light into my neighborhood. It is mine. So God's role is to cause revival. My role is to pray for revival and go out and be light. So here's the critical question. If I and you are not willing to pray to be light, and then to pray for revival and to be light in our communities, how likely is it, do you think, that God will cause revival?
Well said, and you remind me of a phrase I often quote here on the show. I've used it for years. Never pray a prayer you're not willing to be at least part of the answer to.
And it's, exactly.
It's one thing to pray for revival, to pray for repentance, pray for restoration. But we've got to be a part of it. We've got to, in our own ways. Each of us has a different role, obviously, in terms of where God has placed us and the gifts and talents he may have given us. But in the end, we can't wait for the other guy to do it, can we?
No, because we're supposed to have faith. And faith isn't believing. Faith is acting on belief. That's why James says faith without works is dead. Faith is acting on what I say I believe. So we need to go out there and act, and that means to go out and be light and to pray for revival. That's the bottom line. If we're not willing to pray and act, I don't think God will send revival.
Would you agree also that in one sense of the word, you know, Jesus lived in very troubled times, as we know, and yet in John 4, he says to the disciples, lift your eyes up and look, the fields are white unto harvest. In other words, all of the negatives that really are tangible and real and dangerous and deadly even that are happening in the culture and globally even, on the other hand, it seems to me those are times when God can often speak to people's hearts that otherwise would be closed. And this could be an opportune moment to bear witness to the truth.
I see all the angst in this culture And we've got the solution, Donna. We really do. You know, here's the thing. We need to start reaching the culture with love. We need to start having a conversation why you want God to exist rather than God does exist. The culture doesn't care about the conversation, does God exist or not. What they care about is, why do I want God to exist? And we can have another, we can do another show on that, but why behind that? But at the end of the day, we need to communicate love to the culture, to our next door neighbor, yeah, to the person next door who's as lost as can be. But here is my one caution in that. Sometimes we compromise truth in order to extend farther. What we need to become experts at as believers is never compromising truth and never compromising love. And too many times I see people err one direction, yeah, or the other. We need to do both at the same time. You can love without compromising truth.
Well said. What will folks find at bradbright.org? And also, if they go to the YouTube channel, just type your name in for your podcast, or how can they get to more?
Type in Brad Bright, God is the Issue on YouTube. Or you can go actually to brightmedia.org instead of bradbright.org. Go to brightmedia.org, and the podcast will be sitting right there, and you can queue it up really quickly. Yeah.
Well, let's talk again, my friend. Thank you.
Don, thank you. I appreciate it. Great talking with you.
Brad Bright with me, and we'll give you those websites again in a moment when we come back.
When I started teaching an ethics class, I spent the first third of the semester convincing students it was worth taking. Now the class size has quadrupled. Hi, this is Lon Solomon, and these are the words of GW University professor Timothy Ford. So what is going on in our world? Well, what's going on is that people are just being people. The Bible tells us it's because we're all born with a sin nature. Ah, but there's good news. The Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus shed on the cross provides a righteous covering for our sin nature that allows a holy God to let unholy people like us into heaven. Not a sermon, just a thought.
For more information on Not a Sermon, Just a Thought, you can check out our website at notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. The representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we can come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround DC and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround DC today.
Hi, this is Pastor Dale O'Shills of Church of the Redeemer in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I want to invite you to tune in to our weekly radio program titled Practical Living, right here on WAVA every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And I also would encourage you to join us for one of our weekend worship services. All the information about services and locations can be found at our website at church-redeemer.org. That's church-redeemer.org.
Hey everybody, Greg Laurie here from A New Beginning. You know, we're excited about our partnership with a OnePlace.com app. You can listen to my messages anytime, anywhere, even offline without Wi-Fi with the OnePlace app. Now more than ever, don't you think we need to get God's Word into our lives? So let His Word fill you with hope in your office, in your home, or in your car, or wherever you are at OnePlace.com.
You may believe in God, but do you have religion or relationship? A lot of us get that mixed up. We think that by having religion, we're okay with God. We attend church, we say the right things, but being right with God is not about being religious. It's about having a living and vital personal relationship with Him. Jesus Christ made it possible. He's God's son, and he came to earth to live the perfect life that we couldn't live, and then he died the death that we deserved because of our sins. Before Jesus came, being religious meant trying to please God by our own efforts. But after he came, being a follower of Jesus meant having a personal relationship with God. To find out more about how to begin a personal relationship with God through Jesus, do you have religion or a relationship? Call 888-NEED-HIM, 888-NEED-HIM, or click chataboutjesus.com.
WAVA now has a limited supply of half-price Christian school tuitions in the DMV area. Go to WAVA.com to purchase a half-price tuition for this fall before they're gone. Go to WAVA.com and click on the school bus. Half-price Christian school tuitions now at WAVA.com. Available for new students only while supplies last. That's WAVA.com. WAVA.com.
Hebrews 13:3 says we should remember those in prison as if we were in prison with them. We'll help you know how to pray for persecuted Christians right here on WAVA this coming Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the Voice of the Martyrs radio.
Join us for the Voice of the Martyrs radio every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Don Crow Show on WAVA as we move into the weekend, and hope you have a great and blessed and restful weekend, and one in which you really are able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, as the scripture says. And we will, of course, be continuing to bring needs to you, such as our campaign with Cross. I'll give you an update on that in just a moment as we head into the weekend. We're making some wonderful progress, and I would love to be able to say by Monday, hey, you've done it. Over the weekend, you've done it. But we'll get to that in a moment. But first of all, I want to remind you again, leaking windows can cause serious structural damage to your home. As a matter of fact, cause mold to grow inside your home, and you won't even know it. It'll go completely unnoticed. So that's why we say now's the time to call 866-90-NATION. Get those leaky windows replaced. And right now, when you order your new windows, you'll pay zero down, make zero payments, and get 0% financing for 24 months. That's 2 full years interest-free. Plus, right now, you get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy, and there's no limit on that. You can also save up to 30% on your heating bills while increasing the value of your home by up to $12,000. And as well, you can get a federal tax credit of up to $500. By the way, over 1,500 custom vinyl window combinations are available, waiting for you to choose from right now, all with comprehensive lifetime warranties on the entire window. That includes the glass. And with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can understand why over 100,000 homeowners have trusted Window Nation with their window needs, and obviously that's a good recommendation as to why you should do it as well. Just call 866-90-NATION right now or go online to windownation.com on the web, and you can tell them Don Crow sent you. All right, we started the afternoon out by saying, as of start of show today, and I'm sure that's changed some, we'll learn more over the weekend and on Monday, 420 children is our long-term goal, our complete goal, at least 420 children receive food, water, a Christian education, the Bible, and other life-saving resources from Cross, not just for a month or two, but for an entire year. Your one-time gift of $62 does that. Now, we have 160 children that still need our help. 259 have been taken care of thanks to what you've done together with Passport Auto, but that matching fund has all been met. But we still invite you to make that gift now. As a matter of fact, I think I mentioned earlier, if just 80 of you, just 80 folks listening right now, would give a $124 one-time gift for 2 children, we'd be all done. And at the other end, if 16 of you gave a 10-child gift of $620, that would get us there as well. Whatever you can do is what we wouldn't presume to ask you to do anything other than really what you can do and what you feel the Lord's talking to you to do. Hey, the number to call with that gift to cross is 866-222-9566. That's 866-222-9566. Or on the web, of course, WAVA.com. Have a blessed weekend, folks. Remember, you can trust the man who died for you.
From the brink of dawn till the day is done, I'm working for my Lord, lifting up name of the Lord is all I'm living for. I give my God all the praise every single day. Whatever I do is never too much. All I want is lifting up, I'm saying.
Sellers, you can still get a great price for your home because of low inventory, but it's not going to last. Call Chuck and Olga at 703-898-8930.
Don't miss In Touch with Charles Stanley weekday mornings at 8:30 on Life Changing.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.